1037 McLean v. DHS. Mr. Geyer, whenever you're ready.
May it please the court, my name is Thad Geyer for Mr. McLean from the Government Accountability Project in Washington, D.C. Your Honors, Mr. McLean, 9 years is how long Mr. McLean waited to be reinstated.
Okay, let's get to the legal issue, because we certainly know the facts. The legal issue in this case, though, has to do with whether or not he can get attorney's fees, and we have a decision, Phillips, which says he cannot under the facts of this case. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
And
this
so,
is on 1037, Your Honor.
So to be clear, this panel absolutely cannot give Mr. McLean the relief he seeks in this case. Is that
absolutely
correct?
Correct.
So the only way we can possibly decide this case would be to affirm it, because we're bound by our existing precedent. And so your argument is really that the in-bank court should take this case and overturn Phillips.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. So tell us why you think Phillips should be overturned, understanding that we can't do that, the three of us.
But isn't there invalidate them, and that didn't work out for you? But haven't we already decided that fairly recently? Denied, and that is denied rehearing en banc on this precise question?
Yes.
So
it's not the precise question.
Want to try it again?
Well, it's not the precise question. They're distinct, and no one has argued that they're not distinct questions. The government has not argued that the previous case that already has been decided against us forecloses this.
It certainly doesn't bode well for your likely success, whether it precludes you from trying to make virtually the identical argument in yet another case just months after we rejected it is a different question from the likelihood of your ability to be successful on the issue.
The by definition, a whistleblower is highly unlikely to be successful in this
and
court.
And yet Mr. McLean was.
But Mr. McLean was. He was successful. It was
both in
it
this
was
court
remarkable.
And then in the Supreme Court.
It was utterly remarkable. It was one of those incredibly
I didn't think it was remarkable. I wrote the opinion.
Well, thank you very much. It was a very rare opinion, a very rare win.
I don't know. We had one about 2 months ago in another case called Hansen, and we don't get that, despite what you're seeing today. We don't get very many whistleblower cases.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that we have three on one panel is crazy, because I don't think I've had three in the last 5 years.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
But
well,
how is this different from the earlier case? My understanding is what you're trying to say here is that the board ought to be able to award attorney's fees for the fees incurred while you were before this court. We have not only Phillips, but we have a Rule 47 point
right.
Whatever that says, no. For that portion of attorney's fees regarding this court gets to award or decide that. So what more is left to be said? In that regard,
quite frankly, we've actually gone beyond where I thought we would. I didn't think we would even go this far.
But the earlier proceeding, the January denial, simply said you were out of time. I'm requesting 47.7.
Yes.
That one, at least on its face, doesn't say, and this is the only possible means. That's what you're arguing.
That's
here.
Correct.
So, in the ordinary course. We don't overturn panel decisions absent or go en banc to do that in the absence of special considerations. Since there is an available means, if namely 47.7, if pursued timely, why would we approximately now, what, 20-year-old decision? I forget it. It's been around for a long time. That right or wrong doesn't deprive of the ability to ask for fees if only it's done through this alternative means.
Yes.
So why, and you're here in this case, as I think you were acknowledging with Judge Moore, giving us a kind of preview of what you would like the en banc court to decide. I guess what I was just suggesting is that at least one aspect of the preview would point against en banc review because you were not without means to seek fees. It's just that you were linked in doing so.
Yes. Well, our argument, as we set out in the brief, is that this is a very unique approach that Rule 47 and that the Federal Circuit takes with respect to the awarding of attorney's fees. So the whistleblower law we do is all across the spectrum. MSPB is just one part of it. We do EEO cases. We do Department of Labor cases, OSHA cases, a variety of cases. And the universal rule that we have as a plaintiff's lawyer for whistleblower is that the court that is making the merits determination will set the fees for whatever forums were involved. And that will happen at the end of the case.
So what is the point of that? I mean, that we're precluded from having our own rule based on our own experience, that somehow you didn't have the ability to, I mean, we're a different court. I presume you review our rules before you bring your case. So it wasn't prejudicial. Is your argument that it was prejudicial to counsel because it's not like the other rules? I don't understand.
Yes, it is it's counterintuitive, and the Rule 47.
One could probably say that about a number of our rules, but that doesn't eliminate the obligation of the parties to follow them. Right?
Yes. No, I understand. Our argument is that the MSPB judge who makes the ruling on the merits of the case is the judge who ought to be making a determination for the attorney's fees at whatever level they took place.
And that's a policy argument?
Can I ask you one other question?
Yes.
The government argues that in order for you to get fees under the Back Pay Act, you not only would have to get Russell overruled, but in fact, that wouldn't do it for you because, in their view, the Back Pay Act is not applicable to a TSA employee. And they rely, if I'm remembering right, on the fact that the Back Pay Act is not applicable to FAA employees by virtue of the general congressional removal of FAA employees from the Title V regime in 49 U.S.C. And then in November of 2001, when TSA was created, the statute says 49 U.S.C. 114N. Basically, the TSA shall set up a personnel system like the FAA one, and that those two things together mean that the Back Pay Act, which is not preserved in the FAA regime, is also not preserved for a TSA employee.
Yes, that's the government's argument, and as the government pointed out in their brief in the footnote setting forth what argument we had raised and what this was argued, this was at least briefed in the older case that was decided, but that argument was not brought and was not dispositive in the case. Is that the statute at question says unless there is an exception, then the system or FAA, TSA will not be subject to the Back Pay Act and to this provision of it. But exception number one is the Whistleblower Protection Act, which is 5 U.S.C. 2302B. And as you know, 523B is essentially it sets forth what the standard is for a prohibited personnel practice. That statute then is used in a variety of ways. It can be used as an individual right of action under 1221, but it can also be used as an affirmative defense to a removal action. And
but how does that get you to the Back Pay Act?
Because
not 2302, but 5596 or something.
Well, our position is that, as we've argued previously, it hasn't been resolved by the court. Is that exception is an exception for anything having to do with enforcement of 2302B8. So that's our argument.
Okay, why don't we hear from the government, and then we'll save your time for rebuttal.
Okay, please, the court. Of course, you affirm the MSPB's decision on attorney's fees.
Well, he agrees we have to affirm the MSPB's decision on attorney's fees.
Yes, he
agrees that a panel can't overrule Phillips or the rule that we have, and therefore, this panel can't do anything other than affirm at this point in time. So I don't know what you really need to say. Do you really have much you want to say?
I don't.
Then you should just sit back down.
Thank you, Your Honor. Unless Your Honor, do you have any questions on the attorney's fee decision?
But you'll be back in a minute, so don't worry. You'll have your chance. Anything else?
No, nothing else.
Okay. Thanks, sides. And this case is submitted. The next case.